Just getting here? Huh? I'm sorry, I'm a couple minutes early. All right, going back on yesterday, of course, a disappointing loss. There's some things in that game that we can build on, of course. You know, I'll start with special teams because I've talked in the last few weeks about how they've been a positive contribution to our efforts. They've taken pride in their performance. I mean, I don't think it's ever happened, but what, we had all touchbacks. Phil made all his kicks. You know, you can talk about punt returns. We traded one for one with them. They had a dynamic returner. I thought our punter's been doing a good job. There's some good stuff there. And I think some of the youth, some of the young linebackers, some of the veteran players that are involved make a significant impact, like Josh Cribbs, of course. They tried to onside kick us, and we defended it, right? They squib kicked us. We caught the ball. So there was a lot of good things in there, and I think we need to keep building on that. On defense, I thought there was a whole lot of good that happened yesterday. You know, we're getting, as you know, more of our defensive linemen back. The run game was, you know, did not make a significant impact on us. And then, of course, we did a good job of putting pressure on Tony Romo. You know, I always feel like it's most important to get pressure on the quarterback to give yourselves a chance against a team that likes to throw the football and has dynamic weapons. And so that was good. We did give up some plays in the passing game, but that happens against every team. And I was proud of the way our guys in the secondary battled. And as we move forward, hey, when we're in base, we'll put two corners out there. When we're in nickel, we'll put three. If we go to dime, we'll put four. And whoever those guys are, I've got trust that they're going out there to do a good job. And so there was some good stuff there. Now we've got to, of course, as we go forward, make more plays than they do to win the football game. Offensively, there were some things. I felt we were better in third downs. We scored in the red zone. There was no penalties, right, in a loud environment. We didn't really have any communication. We had one where the helmet went out. You know, at the end of the game, we had our three timeouts, which allowed us to get the football back. In fact, after that time, we did not score on fourth and one. Three and out with three timeouts, we got the ball back, had a punt return plus a penalty, and scored. So it was a team thing to get ahead, right? And so I'm proud of our guys for that. And then, again, we just got to find a way to finish. And so that's where we're at. They're right now watching the tape or finishing watching the tape. I don't want them to take everything they can away from that tape that's going to help us prepare for Pittsburgh, which is now in our vision, and that's the most important thing. And so that's where we're at. Take your questions.
How do you figure out how to finish without finishing? I mean, is there any answer?
Yeah, it's very, you know, it'll sound cliche. You got to do it, you know, and I think every game is a different story, right? You know, we get ahead in this one. We get behind, then we get back ahead. So we just got to do it.
That's had to have been your message six times this year to these guys.
We talk about finishing all the time. We talk about starting fast. We talk about fighting throughout. We talk about finishing. We do that all the time.
How do you think the players are dealing with another close loss? Is it tougher for them mentally or whatever to bounce back 11 weeks into the season?
No. These guys love playing football. They believe in what they're doing. And I see them right now getting ready to play Pittsburgh. So they're
young guys like Trent and Wheaton and some most of these other guys hardly lost.
Are you wearing a wire?
But anyway, you know, they hardly lost any games. And all this, do you see any impact on that or any thoughts on that?
Most everybody that comes to the NFL and most anybody that gets put in NFL situations comes to this league having not lost many games. You know, unfortunately, dealing with adversity and developing mental toughness is part of this thing as you're building. And we know there's going to be some tough days. And that's unfortunate, but that's where it's at. And that's why you just stay with a nice, tight focus on the next game. Holy smokes. You all right?
Yeah. Are you surprised? How much?
You're not wearing a wire.
I'll read it.
How much? Are you surprised how much trouble Trent has had in third and ones this year? I think he's like 3 of 9. He converted one yesterday, got stopped at the goal line. Are you surprised that he's been a good back for you, but he hasn't been able to pick up that 1 yard in third and ones?
Yeah, I wouldn't overthink that. You know, I really don't. I think Trent's improving each week. You know, and we're giving him the football and giving him lots of opportunities. No, I'm not surprised by anything. And no.
Second no. half, he had like 33 yards and 12 carries and couldn't even vault from the one. I mean, he looked tired, but just from way back where I sat.
No, I don't think he ran out of gas. Now we're going full circle now. Yeah. We want to give it to him every play. Now we give it to him a few times. He's getting tired.
It's, you know, like he was ineffective.
Excuse me for mentioning that. No.
I mean, that's a game you're up two touchdowns, and he just could ice the game with a good second half.
Yeah, and I thought he did a lot of good things in the second half, you know. I don't think he got tired. I think that was a tough – hey, that was – there was a lot of full-grown men going at it last night, and there was – that was a team pretty good against the run, as we all know. And our guys stood toe-to-toe, and we found a way to have some success.
Pat, just to follow up with Tom was talking earlier about finishing. The buzzword now is that the Browns don't know how to win. Do you agree with that? And what does that mean?
No, I don't agree with that. We just got to find a way to finish. We got a whole locker room full of winners. This whole organization is full of winners. And we just got to put it all together and do it.
Did you think the refs had too big an impact on the game?
I'm not going to go there. No, we play the game. They, you know, the Browns played the Cowboys, and it was officiated. That's it.
Fumble that wasn't a fumble in the PJ, what you saw in
Trump? No. A lot of thoughts, no comments.
When did you know for sure that Joe Hayden could not play
it's a good question. No, he made every effort to go out there and play. I mean, it was right up to the very end. In fact, right at the very end. And so he made every effort to play in the game. Was extremely disappointed he couldn't play. And I got no problems with how that process happened. You know, he was dealing with an injury, and I knew it was going to be game time, and it went right to the wire.
So, then I'm sure you're hopeful that he can play this week. Right? Are you kind of resigned to the fact that you might have to go a couple games without him?
No, we're hopeful. We'll just see who's ready to go. But we'll try to get him ready, and obviously he's got one more week to get healthy.
Actually commenting specifically on the officiating, is there a reel that you've put together to send in to get clarification on some things that happened yesterday?
That's not the process. When we ask for clarification, we just denote what plays they are, and then they look at them and we communicate. But that's a behind-the-scenes thing.
What kind of shape is Buster Screen in today?
Yeah, I mean, he's all right. You know, we'll just see where he's at as we move forward through the week.
He was obviously being physical with Bryant and the guys he was covering. Was he being too physical? Were they calling it too close? Do you have any problems the way his technique was in that game?
I thought he battled extremely hard. We like to play bump and run coverage a good part of the time. And, you know, he made an effort to do what we're coaching.
And could you explain the urgency to get a playoff before the two-minute warning, which essentially gave Dallas an extra timeout?
Yeah, when you get to that point in the game, you're doing whatever you can to score. And we talked about letting it go, but we wanted to get another one in there before the two-minute warning. I mean, I didn't feel at that point. You never know exactly when you're going to score. You just don't know when you get down there. It may take five or six plays, and so we wanted to run another play. And then that's just the way we did it. I'm kind of glad we did, because then we had a chance then, of course, to stop them and get the ball back. So,
it kind of became moot. You guys did get the ball back, but the 4th-and-1 throw to Cameron in the corner, just poorly executed, bad throw.
No, I mean, he caught the ball, right? Right. Yeah. So we had, you know, we had a fade ball to Jordan there, and then we had other route combinations within it, and we made the throw, we made the catch. We just got to do it in a way where we get it in bounds. I don't have a problem with it. We just got to do it better.
Up on the left hash.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he just more comfortable going that direction? I guess you'd have more room if you threw it to the right side.
Yeah, but the way we had that thing set up, our receiver was quicker to get on the corner in a tighter confined area. That's all. we can make a lot out of that. I mean, we can talk. I can tell you, you know, but that's what happened.
The play before, did Trent hit the hole you guys wanted him to? I mean, he tried to go up and over. It looked like Alex Smith kind of cleared the lane.
We just didn't make the, we didn't make it there. You know, we got to do a better job of executing.
Was that just supposed to be released? Was Brandon just supposed to release that a little split second sooner? Is that what the whole problem with that fade route?
Well, we just got to. Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the stuff is time and distance.
Or yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. But you know, we got to just execute better, and we didn't get it done. I really liked, though, when he threw the touchdown and got us ahead. That was an excellent throw to Ben down the middle. I thought it was better than the Ravens game. Threw two touchdown passes. For the most part, it was pretty efficient. And then there's still plenty of mistakes in there, plenty of things that he can do better.
Like in the third quarter when you guys were backed up, or fourth quarter when you guys were backed up, and he threw a couple balls, and then he had the strip sack. Did you see him recover? Obviously, did you see him recover for those final two drives?
Yeah, after the strip sack, I think he came out and went 5 for 5. So in other words, I think he did recover from that. And then, you know, as I say, there was a couple of plays in there that I'm sure he wants back. You know,
but. Did you guys go through this kind of situation in Philly where mm-hmm. – you couldn't close games out, and what got you over the top?
You just kept playing, just kept working on the fundamentals, and you just kept, you know, you develop some mental toughness, and then you just go and do it. That's just what it is. There's not a, if there were formulas for it, you know, but that's what you do. You put together a locker room of guys that are willing to fight and willing to work, and then you do what you can to play the next opponent. And then you go do it.
Do you have every confidence this group's going to continue to do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that what made the Ravens game so difficult? Because had you done it again, it would have been too straight with that type of game on the line, holding on. I mean, that would have to build confidence.
No question.
Tom's is saying.
Yeah, no question. I think that's what you want. You get first time you do it, of course, then you get, not the first time, but once you start to do it, then you gain confidence that you can do it. Anytime you're faced with that situation.
The offensive line has had a run now.
A lot of good games in a row, both run blocking, you know, and especially pass protection.
Sure.
Talk a little bit about that. I mean, is this line now, you know, you consider this to be one of the better lines and one of the best lines in the league, or where do you think they are right now?
Well, I can talk about this game specifically. That's a pretty physical big front. And they stood toe to toe and battled pretty hard, you know. And I thought run and the pass, you know. And so, other than inserting Greco for Pinkston, this group's been together now for a few games. And you know, I think the longer you play together, the better you get. And I think we've added some young, talented players there that hopefully will be around for a long time.
I mean, I know you seem locked in every week, but do you ever take a step back, look at the bigger picture, and say, I can't believe we're 2-8? How did this get to this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm charged with taking a look at the big picture, but I'm also charged with getting the team ready to play the next opponent. And it seems like we ask these types of questions every week. That's the reality of it. And I show up every Monday pretty much knowing what's going on. Tuesday, Wednesday, we all have a routine that we go through as we prepare, and that's where we go with it. And then, really, some of this you're not in control of. You just get your team ready to play, and you go out there and you play hard, and you try to play efficient, and you try to make enough plays to win the football game, and that's how you get through it. That's how you do it.
To the big picture, Pat. You know, last week Josh saying that he wants to, we've heard it from him before, but he wants the ball more. You know, Sheldon talking about guys just sometimes you got to suck it up and play when you're not 100%, things of that nature. How do you think that the guys are handling the fact that they're playing hard every week, they're in these games in position to win, but yet they're coming up short?
Well, I think we've got a locker room full of tough guys that are just going to keep pushing. you know, and then different guys respond to it a little bit differently than others. But for the most part, it's they just keep working. And I just encourage them to do that. And, you know, I think they try to respond to that.
Did you have a problem with Curtis' comments last week?
You know what? Josh is a very competitive guy. And I said early last week how impressed I was with the impact he's had on special teams. And I'm sure he wants to touch the football every play. Most skilled players feel that way about themselves. And so Josh is a tough guy, and I appreciate what he brings to the table. We had a couple plays in there for him yesterday where he was in the game with the intention of getting him the football, and they did a good job of defending him. So it's not like he's not part of, you know, but I can understand where Josh, I think I know Josh now, and I think I know what's in his heart, and he's just a competitive guy. So, and Josh and I talk frequently. So,
do you find that selfish at all, though, that attitude?
Very competitive guys. We can call it whatever we want to call it, but very competitive guys want to feel like they can make a difference in anything they do. I mean, I'm sure Josh thinks he can line the field better than the guys that do it. That's okay. That's okay. You know.
You think in a locker room full of young players that it's a bad example he sets by speaking that way?
Well, I think we all know each other and we all work together. And I comment privately on things that happen publicly. And I'm confident that we have an outstanding locker room.
Pat, this might be too. I know we're talking like big picture.
Come on now, don't get it out.
Those penalties, some of those were obvious penalties. The interference, some interferences, and the grabs. So what do you do if you have to go to that same secondary next week to say, hey,
don't hold?
I mean,
and you work on it. That's what you do, you know. And then you just keep working on it. Let's talk about, well, for instance, you know, and I'm gonna knock on wood here. We talked about Greg Little not being able to catch the easy one. He made a couple heroic catches yesterday. Those were a couple of tough catches. Now, I don't think it's any mystery that he's been working on it. So you just work on it, and you tend to get what you emphasize.
How much did Ruben and Taylor being in there together have to do with the success of the pass rush?
Success of the pass rush? Yeah, I think, having Ruben back and Taylor back, and that was a good combination. You saw we had a good little rotation of guys getting in and out. Anytime you have, ideally, if coaches could have it ideal, you'd have eight guys that could go in there and play, and you could roll them in with no drop off. And when you add two players back to the lineup that were starters for us all last year, heck yes, that makes us better.
Obviously, this team is still playing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen in your years in the NFL teams that are 2-5, 2-6, 2-7, whatever, have a lot of tough losses, lose a lot of intensity, or lose a lot of passion that this team has not lost?
I'm not going to compare to what I've seen. I'm just worried about these guys playing hard every snap and finding a way to finish. I'll let you guys compare and watch. You guys watch more of this other stuff than I do. I'll let you guys decide. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Benamozi came in.
Sure.
And made a play that first possession.
On the deep ball.
Got his hand on the ball. Can you tell, does he have a future as a cornerback, or is he just one of those special team terrors that's going to survive that way?
He played corner against the Dallas Cowboys yesterday, so yeah, he's got a future. You know, and he's really impressed me since he's been here. And, he plays a lot on special teams, and much like guys that initially become just role players or special teams player, we're developing them to play in scrimmage snaps. And he's done a good job of developing there, and will continue to do so.
TJ Ward, does he have to change anything? I mean, this is the last two games as far as hits that were big penalties on very, very meaningful drives. Do you talk to him about it, or do you say keep playing the way you do?
No, we talked to him about the rules. And in those situations, let me be very clear, and I know the rule here, a defenseless player, you cannot hit him with your head in the head. Now, you'll all be able to watch. You just, you know, in that situation, you guys decide.
He announced it, though, shoulder or forearm also to the head. Hockley announced it.
Right. You can't hit him with your head, or you can't hit him in the head. The head cannot be involved. Either player's head cannot be involved. Now, when you watch the tape, you guys can decide if there were heads involved. And I think that's what he was saying based on what he was officiated. Yeah. Am I saying that clear? So, in other words, if I was going to tackle you, Tony, and I believe me, I wouldn't do that, all right? I never even thought of it, quite frankly. But if you were catching a football, right, if you were catching the football and I came to tackle you, I can't hit you with my head, and I can't hit you in the head.
So he grazed his head with his forearm or his shoulder. Right. That's why he called the penalty.
You guys have to, you know. Well, you guys saw more of the replays than I did, probably.
A couple more guys.
Would you like to see the challenge system done away with and have something similar to college where somebody, up, rather than going under the hood the whole time and have somebody make the decision upstairs?
I don't know. I'd probably have to put more thought into that. You know, I think I kind of like how now turnovers, you know, nobody's going to really care what I think, but I kind of like now how turnovers are immediately, you know, kind of challenged, you know, or looked at in case there was something in there. That takes it out of the coaches, you know, because your first reaction on one of those is to do that, which, of course, we all know we don't do anymore. Just like they handle those just like you do touchdowns or scoring plays. And listen, there's a lot of very smart people trying to get this thing right, you know, and you know, I think those are off-season discussions. Well, he's getting back healthy, and as you saw, you know, we didn't have Bubba was not in there, so he was in the rotation, and we liked what we saw before he got injured, and so we wanted to make sure he was in the game. We felt like having Hag in the game, his size could help with Witten a little bit, and so we had a good little. I thought we had a good little rotation at safety there, and then certain guys came in nickel, certain guys played in base, and so that was I thought that was effective, and so maybe we'll see more of that.